I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 3 months of nationwide protests are producing results in Sudan. On Friday, President Omar al-Bashir stepped down as leader of Sudan's governing party. He still holds authority as president and has been ruling Sudan with an iron fist for the last 30 years, according to David Curry with Open Doors USA. The demonstrations don't pose a threat to Christians yet. Sudan is one of the world's top persecutors of Christians, so as we wait to see what comes next, let's be praying for peace. And Global Disciples is shaking things up in how it helps the church get involved with the Great Commission. Jerry Meadows with Global Disciples explains that Pray, Give, Go works, but only for a limited number. The question, how do we engage those who don't fall under the Pray, Give, Go formula? Global Disciples says, by utilizing people's interests and skill sets. Join us at missionnews.org to discover how your interests intersect with the Great Commission. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.